Yes, indeed, Di. Of course, he is. He's probably the best athlete we've ever had out of Donegal, and he's been away out of the county for a number of years. Not away in a real sense, but away with UCD. And you know, UCD had been very kind and supportive of him, and he would say that himself. And it worked extremely well for him. They helped with his, you know, to balance his studies with his training. He has serious pedigree in terms of achievement, and right now he's geared for, you know, making the Olympic Games, and he's seriously focused on that. And you know, he was to travel next week to the States, so that's kind of a wee bit up in the air, but we'll have to wait and see. But look, it's a big boost. It's a big boost for Finn Valley, but you know, it's important that he comes home to Donegal, to run out of Donegal with the Donegal club, you know, because he will inspire, and he does inspire many young athletes. And you know, he began his you know, I run a program here at Finn Valley, the school's athletics program. Thousands of youngsters over the years have taken part in that, and it is the basis of everything in Donegal. So he came out of Woodlands National School, like a lot of others out of other schools. So, you know, we're basically saying, you know, that you can come out of your local primary school and go to the Olympic Games, to the World Championships, get a European medal, and the example is Mark English.
And what happens in a situation like that, Patsy? You know, the very fact now that he's a member of Finn Valley AC, will we be seeing a lot more of Mark back here in Donegal? Will he be training with you over there in Stranorder, or how does that work?
Well, he trains wherever's available to him. I mean, obviously his training partners at the moment are John Travers and Paddy Brennan, his brother-in-law. And, you know, they you know, getting good training partners is the key to this. So he trains at Finn Valley, he trains in Sligo, he trains wherever the necessity is. But in honesty, he'd train abroad. You know, but this situation now that we're discussing tonight is going to impact on that as well. But that was the plan. The plan was to go to the States and take in a few early season races, and that's a wee bit up in the air at the moment. But you know, he'll race when he needs to race, and there's no pressure from Finn Valley. The big trick for Mark English, it's about Mark English. This is about Mark English and making the Olympic Games.
And nice to have Mark involved then, Patsy. Brendan Boyce involved there as well. Some big names at Finn Valley, along with your own, of course.
Well, you know, you've got John Kelly, who's making big, and you know, he was picked to go to the air in Portugal for a European meet now next week, and he's going stone mad because that's been called off, obviously. And Brendan Boyce, unfortunately, he's caught up on this as well, because he was to go to Belarus for a world walk, and that's off as well. And you know, we're lucky, we have somewhere lucky. We have a number of very key performing athletes, so we're very, very fortunate. Yeah.